I'm gonna get closer or farther away from the microphone this time because people complained about me being too loud before. Hey, it's SPX.
Yeah.
Look at that waveform.
Woohoo!
Yay! And we got Krishna Sadasivam here, who was not at SPX.
Wah wah.
But Krishna Sadasivam, PCWeenies.com, and but you came by for the SPX after party, which turned into the after party in the hotel room.
Yes. And here we are.
And what did we talk about? We talked about
getting back in the suitcase.
We talked about Sarah Turner's adventures of being in the suitcase. Childhood glories of being in the suitcase. We talked about all the negative things Roger said about how a childhood concert was like a, what was it?
A funeral
being held by children.
A funeral being held by children. One of the best things I've ever heard in my entire life. Yeah.
But then the joy of dancing with children as well.
We talked about how being a cartoonist means that we've chosen a life of being alone and turning weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Your point.
So basically, we're restating stuff that people already know.
Uh-huh. Well, but for those who are new to cartooning, it's a cautionary tale.
Yes,
it's gonna be weird.
It is.
You should embrace it.
Probably already are.
You're going to spend a lot of time alone. Get used to it.
Yes.
And that's why we stayed in the hotel room for the last 2 hours. This is our only social interaction with one another. So, Krishna, is it fun at least hanging out at the party?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been awesome.
And actually, tomorrow, your books will be at SPX, available for sale.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. So come by and buy Krishna's book.
Yeah. Yep. Don't buy mine. Buy Krishna's.
Krishna needs the money. Help him out.
More than I do.
Buy everybody's books. Make everybody happy.
Yeah. No, nobody who's listening to this is actually going to be at SPX, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Buy them online.
So that said, we
buy
should...
three of them.
Yeah.
Make up for the fact.
Well, actually, didn't you sell enough books to go to Up Fair?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
I'll be at Up.
That's what we were talking about while you guys were away.
Oh, and Casey Van Huys is in here, too.
What up?
And Casey was teaching us about internet memes.
I'm
right?
Sorry. I'm sorry. I feel like that's all I bring when I come in here. I tell you about terrible internet things, and then I just leave in shame.
Yeah, actually,
I don't know.
Actually, Casey, you introduced me to a term this weekend that I'd never heard before that I'll take with me to my grave. What was it again?
I'm sorry. I told you about the fursona.
The fursona. What's a fursona, Mark?
It's your furry persona.
It's your inner animal spirit,
exactly,
I guess.
Yeah. But you did tell us about the cosplay summit.
Oh yeah, that's it.
which Roger said was what was it? It was the United Nations with Klingons.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to go now.
Man, you are
something else is gonna just come up, and I'll be like, I'm too nerdy for cartoonists.
There's no such thing.
No.
And that was the other thing that we were talking about is that there's very little to complain about when it comes to this. Nothing to really complain about. It was a good time.
Oh, yeah,
a good time
absolutely.
Was had by all. And so, yeah, all you missed out on, people who are listening, is that a bunch of cartoonists hang out in a hotel room and talking about bitterness and regret.
Well, you missed it. We were talking about how great comics are.
Really?
Yeah.
Since I
love comics and mm-hmm. they're wonderful and mm-hmm. missed it.
So it's me.
Like how comicsaregreat.com?
Yeah, like that. Yes, exactly.
I heard there's content there.
Yeah. It's all a ruse.
It's in air quotes. Yeah.
We were talking about Purple Cow and with regards to webcomics and like how like the video game genre seems to be tapped by webcomics, but it's not really tapped because it's all been kind of like focused more on male-driven versions of gaming comics.
Oh,
so
the
I
old
the idea of like, hey, what about two very strong female characters in a video game comic?
Yeah,
why hasn't that been done yet, internet?
Girls don't like video games, do they?
They
do they draw comics, too?
We talked about this in the last audio booth.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Tying it together.
We're creating a continuity.
Yeah. Yeah, listen to these in order. It's not going to make sense.
So girls only play Imagine Babies and Imagine Housewife and all those games on the DS.
There's an Imagine Baby game on the DS?
Yeah, it's like...
Teach us more about how awful the internet is, Casey.
No, this is the internet. This is just, those casual gamer games. They're like, there's video games about, like, imagine being a housewife and having a house party. Touch the screen to make the shrimp cocktail or something like that. I don't really know exactly how
I can't imagine any married couple wanting to play those games.
No, I can't imagine anybody, but they sell really well. Like,
wow.
That's the weird thing.
Well, who plays the DS but people who are young and mm-hmm. aren't in that situation?